Well, this is a script that's pretty popular around the country this time of year, and we had several to choose from. This is perhaps the most ambitious. It's a lot of action, a lot of drama, a lot of noise, a lot of light. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And it's timely, too, as Halloween is coming up at the end of this month, I'm sure. About how many people are going to be performing?
We have 11 in the cast, crew about the same size.
Outstanding. Tickets have gone on sale. They're on sale now, as I understand it, Cody.
Yes,
indeed. That's for this. It'll be this Monday, October 21st through Friday, October 25th, and you can get them an hour before each show. Is that right?
Yes, the box office is open at that time. The show runs the 25th through the 31st. It was a performance each one of those dates, and you can either come up to the box office at Presser and get tickets at those times, or call at 573-581-5592.
Outstanding. Mark, I'll have you tell a little bit more about the play Dracula. What can people expect to see whenever they come out and see this play?
Well, this is performed in our Black Box Theater, which is quite a bit different than the regular proscenium stage, which is kind of like watching a show on a TV screen. In the theater, we're using the actions dispersed around the theater, and there's no bad seat, but each seat is unique, so each member in the audience is going to have a unique perspective on the story and what happens.
Most certainly. I'm kind of curious about the lighting, too. You know, it's probably supposed to be relatively dark, you know, as far as the lighting goes. Isn't that right? Tell us a little bit about the production side of this this play, if you will, Cody.
You know, as Mark said, because of the production being not a typical stage production, there's a lot of element that's going to be new to an audience member. And so the kind of special effects of what you'll see in the show are going to be very unique, and it's going to fit perfectly with the timing of Halloween coming up. You'll feel very at place with that.
No doubt. I was reading a little bit about the play, Mark, where it says Count Dracula begins, upon the residence of London, and they're trying to piece together clues of his appearance. Is that kind of how the play goes on as we watch it?
Yeah. Most people are probably familiar with the Dracula story, but currently there's over 300 vampire movies that have been produced, but this was the original. This was the original story, and all the things that we're familiar with this time of year go back to this story written by Bram Stoker in 1897.
No doubt about it. About how long is the total production? How long does it last?
It's just a little bit over 2 hours, about 2 hours and 10 minutes.
So a pretty good bang for your buck, I'm sure. How much are the tickets, Cody? Do we have that information? Or
yeah, the tickets are $15 each.
Okay.
I should point out to anybody who really wants to see the show, there's only 80 seats per production, so get them early if you're really interested. There's even an online option at presserpac.com. You can buy them online through there.
Is it a kid-friendly show? Would you recommend bringing children to it, or what age? Is it more geared towards an adult play?
It's designed for adults. I wouldn't bring small children to this. They might be frightened or confused by some of the themes and some of the action.
Most certainly. You had told me that you have also you were a director of another play here in town. Tell us about that, if you will.
Well, it was last year, this same time, I was here speaking to the radio audience about Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
I seem to have been pigeonholed into horror shows for some reason.
You're the lucky guy who gets sent over to the radio station, right? Well, we certainly do appreciate you coming in and talking to us this morning. Anything else you want to add about the play, tell anybody about?
If you saw Frankenstein last year, you know, it was a very cerebral kind of horror show. Dracula's a lot more melodramatic, so if you think of Frankenstein as a James Taylor concert, then Dracula's more like an AC/DC concert.